State Commissioner for Public Health Rao Gupta says all 8 cases of Zika reported in West Virginia were contracted during travel to countries where the virus is active. Gupta says the risk of contracting Zika in West Virginia remains low, but residents should be cautious about mosquito bites.
I think it's important to understand and keep in perspective that this is a virus, an infection that has happened in about 8 of our residents, all of whom have traveled abroad, and as a result, they have acquired the infection.
Gupta urged caution for women of childbearing age traveling abroad to areas where Zika is endemic. A few tips: use protection, delay pregnancy until you've been back 8 or more weeks, and protect yourself against bites while you are there with insect repellent and appropriate clothing. Zika in the early stages of pregnancy is known to be associated with birth defects. The current case is being monitored by the Office of Maternal, Child, and Family Health through the U.S. Zika Pregnancy Registry. 36 people in West Virginia have been tested for the virus so far this year. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Kara Lofton.